Hey, Bill O'Reilly here. Welcome to the No Spin News for Thursday, August 11th, 2022. Stand up for your country. I don't want to be insulting. I don't do that. Merrick Garland, the Attorney General of the United States, I don't think I've ever seen a worse presentation in my entire life. I'm not going to use a soundbite. It was ridiculous. Now, I'll set it up for you. All hell's breaking loose in the Biden administration because of the raid on the Trump compound in Palm Beach. Doesn't seem to be justified, right? They could have done this with subpoenas. They won't tell anybody what it was all about. The warrant sealed. So there's so much pressure that Garland had to get out and make a statement, which was 2 hours late. And then when he gets out, he says nothing. Oh, I'm proud to work with everybody in the Justice Department. And oh, we always obey the law. And oh, but I can't say anything. Then why waste the world's time? Okay, you look like an idiot. Reading the teleprompter. It was frightening. That's the Attorney General of the United States? That's the guy in charge of law enforcement here? He looked more befuddled than Biden. They should have let Biden do it. If Biden even knows about it. That was embarrassing. Okay? Now, this is a huge story. Everybody knows it's a huge story, but you don't know why unless you're following us here on the No Spin News. It's two reasons, and only two. It's very simple. If Trump did something heinous or felonious, then Trump is through politically. If he did it. If he didn't do it, and it's another bogus Russian collusion, impeachment, all of that, then Biden's finished. Because Biden's the boss. Garland works for Biden. And you don't raid a former president's residence unless you have something ultra serious. Not a document that doesn't mean anything. Right? Now, I have a guest tonight who was there. And she will be coming up right after this memo. She was there. She saw everything. Okay, I told you yesterday, I'm reporting this story now. I'm not analyzing it based on other people's reporting. I'm reporting it. And then I'll analyze based on what I find out. And I will find out. And I will not spin it. Trump did something wrong? I'll tell you. If this is bogus, I'll tell you. And I will find out. You want to watch the networks and the cables, you go ahead. But they won't find out because they're heavily dependent on other people. I'm not. As you know, I'm probably of the best sources in Trump land that anybody has. So, Merrick Garland was ordered today by the Biden people inside the White House to get his butt out there and read a statement that said absolutely nothing. And that's what he did. And he looked scared. He looked scared. He didn't look like some macho guy in control of what was happening. I don't know what happened. I don't know what they were looking for. I don't know what the warrant says. I don't know who the informer was that signed the affidavit, because the judge would not have granted it, and it came out of a grand jury testimony, which is secret, so we don't know what the allegation is. What we do know is that could have been done differently. It didn't have to be this humiliation, because the United States looks horrible, horrible, all over the world. Putin's laughing. She's laughing at us. Look at this. This could never happen here. You're damn well right it wouldn't happen there. So I never had any respect for Merrick Garland anyway. I know who he is. All right, but now he's an embarrassment. That was embarrassing today, what he did. If you haven't seen it, you can see it on any website. I'm so proud. Oh, knock it off. Will you give us a little bit of why you did what you did? Because we all know you didn't have to do it that way. and that's the memo. All right, so the guest tonight is a woman named Lindsay Halligan. She is Donald Trump's personal attorney based in Florida. She was on the scene when the FBI raided Mar-a-Lago. I talked with her a few hours ago. Ms. Halligan, I want you to do step-by-step with me and put the listener and the viewer right there at Mar-a-Lago. When was the first time that you knew the FBI was raiding the property?
Hi, Mr. O'Reilly. I was called at around 10:30 a.m. on Monday, and I live in Fort Lauderdale, so I drove up to Mar-a-Lago, which is about a 30-minute drive north.
Who called you?
One of President Trump's senior advisors.
You then went to the property and you arrived at about 11:15 in the morning. Is that pretty much it?
Yes.
What did you see when you drove your automobile onto the property? And by the way, you had to be waved in by Secret Service, which they did because you're Donald Trump's lawyer. And you drive into the property. What did you see?
Yes, so I was allowed to drive around to where they were investigating. When I drove around to the back of the property, I saw about 10 to 15 cars, including a giant Ryder truck. And I parked my car right behind the Ryder truck. And when I got out of my car, I saw anywhere from 30 to 40 FBI agents walking in and out of the property. There could have been more. I wasn't allowed inside.
Okay. And then what did you do?
So I went up to the door to the ballroom of the property, and I was immediately met outside by an FBI agent, and he didn't identify himself, but he told me I wasn't allowed in the property. And I asked if I could be in the property even where they weren't searching. And they said no, that I had to sit outside and wait for them to be done.
Okay, so you wanted to go in. They denied you entry. You identified yourself, of course, as Donald Trump's attorney.
Of course.
And I understand you taped all this on your phone, the interaction between you and the FBI agents, correct?
I was told not to videotape my conversations with them, but I did have my video camera out, yes.
Okay, so I can assume you have at least a partial Q&A, let's put it that way, between you and the FBI. Now, our advisor is Brett Tallman, U.S. Attorney in Utah. He says there is no legal basis to deny anyone, particularly an attorney like yourself, access to a warrant search, unless such a person was interfering with the ability of the agents to search. You certainly weren't doing that, were you?
Definitely not. And also another reason would be the safety of the agents. I know that right before they executed their search warrant, they requested that the video surveillance be turned off, and no credible reason was given for that. So the video surveillance did stay on, I believe, throughout
there. Well, I'm going to assume that the video that you have will be out sooner or later and we'll be able to hear it. Now, did you see the warrant itself?
I have seen the warrant, yes.
When did you see it?
I saw it that day, Monday.
All right. Did you see the whole thing?
I just saw the document request. I know the warrant is under seal, the affidavit is under seal, and the judge just yesterday, I believe, gave the Department of Justice until August 15th to make a determination as to whether it will be unsealed or not.
But you didn't see the name of the whistleblower who alleged that President Trump kept documents he should have kept. You didn't see that?
No, and I don't know if that's verifiable at all.
No, it hasn't been verified, but it has to be there. That's why they're sealing it, because they don't want whoever dropped the dime on Donald Trump to be known to the public. Anyway, so then you are outside Mar-a-Lago. They are inside. The FBI agents how many were inside? Do you know approximately how many?
So many people walked in and out of the property to their cars. Some drove off, some came back, some new people.
They're all over the place. Yes. Was there one guy in charge? Was there one FBI agent in charge telling everybody where to go and what to do?
There were a handful of agents in suits, and I assume that they were in charge. The rest were in cargo pants.
Yeah, I'd love to know who that was. And the Secret Service at that time, and you know those agents because you go to Mar-a-Lago a lot. What were they doing?
They were just making sure that everything... the only Secret Service I saw that was actually near the property, he was just observing what was going on.
They have to step aside when there's a warrant. The Secret Service have to step aside and let the warrant be executed. Now, did you see FBI agents remove anything? Did they come out of the house with boxes, or what did you see?
I didn't see that. I saw them carry in some foldable cardboard boxes. I didn't see them bring anything out of the property other than they came in with their backpacks and stuff like that. But the most I ever saw them bring in and out of the property were ice cold waters that they were supplying themselves with.
Okay. How long approximately were they inside the house?
They left around 6:30 PM. So
So you're talking about 8 hours because they were there when you showed up. That's a long time.
They were
there. Yeah. So what did you do for 8 hours? Did you hang around?
I sat outside in the 95 degree weather.
You sat outside the whole time?
I left around 5 o'clock.
Okay. Did any of the FBI engage you in conversation and say anything to you or anything like that?
Only when I asked them for updates, and the only update I got was that they were searching 3 areas of the property, which they described in no particular order, the president's bedroom, office, and storage room.
Now, I understand you were with another Trump attorney, Christina Robb or Bob?
Bob.
Okay. Did she say anything to the FBI people? Because the question I have is, if they denied you and the other attorney observation, whereby you couldn't watch what they were doing inside. Again, according to Brett Tomlin, they have no legal basis for doing that. Do you know of any legal basis that they would deny 2 certified attorneys for the person whose house is being searched observational access? Do you know of any law that says they can do that?
Only if they were concerned about the safety of the agents.
Well, come on. I mean, I'm looking at you right now. You don't look like Ma Barker. I mean, you didn't have a weapon on you, did you? I mean,
no,
were you hitting anyone or yelling at them?
Definitely not, no.
Okay, so this is what, and I must say, police across the board do this. You know, get out of here, let us do our job. It's not just this. Legally, I don't see how they could bar you. Was that ever a topic of conversation between you and the other lawyer and then the Trump organization?
It was, we advised everyone that we were not allowed to see what they were doing or go inside the property at all. But it's the same issue happened with the surveillance cameras. It's just very suspect. I mean, before they searched, they wanted all cameras turned off, and then they didn't let any counsel go inside the property or observe what they were doing. So God knows what they're doing.
You can absolutely lodge a complaint against them for that. Did you talk to President Trump during this ordeal?
Sure.
Can you tell us what that was about?
Well, he was shocked. And he didn't understand why his attorneys weren't allowed to go inside. And he expressed extreme concern for this happening to Americans across the United States. If this can happen to a former president, God knows what they can do to
would it be safe to say he was upset?
He was very upset, yeah, and surprised.
And he was caught by surprise, although he did know before the actual raid. How long before the raid did he know it was going to take place?
He knew when they were already on the property. I don't know exactly when he was notified, but he was notified before I was.
Okay. But it wasn't the night before. You didn't have any prep time or anything like that. They just kind of showed up.
Correct.
In general, were the FBI respectful to you, Lindsay Halligan?
Yes, they were.
Okay, so they weren't abusive. They didn't yell at you or push you around.
No, no, no.
So let's get into then advancing this story. So this happened, okay? As far as you know, and the Trump Organization knows, is there any questionable material that you guys have been discussing on how to frame if the Justice Department says, hey, we found this? Are those conversations underway?
No, I don't think that's a topic of conversation. There's nothing that they could have found.
Nothing has been brought to your attention that could be a deficit for Donald Trump at this point.
Nope. And we're, you know, the lack of transparency on the Department of Justice side is telling. Absolutely. We don't know much more than the public does, honestly.
Yeah. And I mean, we're going to get to that in a minute. Now, there were surveillance cameras on the property. I understand they were not in the residence, the Trump residence, where Melania and the president and their son live. But there were cameras all over the place on the property. What happened to that video?
I believe the video surveillance kept rolling during their investigation, but from my understanding, any sort of video surveillance that the Department of Justice wanted before Monday was complied with. So it was handed over.
Okay. But you don't know whether they have all of that video. Does the Trump Organization have video of, you know, inside the property while the search was underway? Do you know that?
I don't know for sure.
Okay. Because that would be an important component if there's any. Sure. Look, Americans are such, you know, Lindsay, I mean, they're planting stuff. You know, the accusations are crazy. The whole thing's out of control now. And it's the government's fault's out of control because they haven't explained, as you just pointed out, anything. We don't know what they were looking for. We don't know why they did this. We don't know why they didn't go the subpoena process. So you were involved in the June conversations too, right?
I wasn't, but I was briefed on them, no.
So you didn't come on board until after that. What was the briefing you were given about the initial request from the Department of Justice to the Trump Organization in Mar-a-Lago?
That Trump's primary attorney on the file, who's not located in Florida, and the Department of Justice knew that he wasn't going to be here when they executed the search warrant, but he himself went through every single document at in the office, in the storage room, and handed over whatever he thought would be responsive to the document request. Then the Department of Justice requested that a padlock be put on the storage unit, and Trump made sure that happened. And then they broke through that padlock on Monday.
Okay. Now, there is a statement from Donald Trump today speculating that someone inside his organization has betrayed him. Has that been a topic of conversation between you and the Trump Organization?
We don't have any information on that. I don't know if that's, I can't comment on that. We don't have any information one way or another.
Okay. So you're not involved in any conversations trying to find out whose name is on that warrant as accusing President Trump of whatever he's accused of?
I'm not privy to those conversations.
No. Okay. Last question, and we really appreciate you're being patient with me, but I think the story is so important that I want to put all of my viewers and listeners where you were right on the property in Mar-a-Lago. I want them to know exactly what happened. So as an attorney and an American citizen, all right, were you upset about what happened on Monday?
Yes, of course. It's scary, honestly. This has never happened before to a former president, and it's just a slippery slope. I mean, if we if this is the protocol moving forward, it's a scary day in America.
Do you know what the next step is on your side? What the Trump organization and the president himself are going to do, say, next week? Is there anything coming? Can you give us a preview?
Well, we're in the dark, just like the American public is. We're really relying on the Department of Justice to speak out about this. I know I said earlier that the judge gave the Department of Justice until August 15th to determine whether they want to unseal the warrant, but we don't have the affidavit. We don't really know what they took from the property. We're in the dark, and it would be great. It would be great if they shed some light on this.
Well, Monday is the day, and I can't imagine that judge keeping that warrant sealed unless there's a pretty damn good reason. Because
right. There's also been motions requesting that the judge himself unseal the warrant.
Right. Okay, Ms. Halligan, I hope you will come back. You were very, very good at describing everything that happened, and I believe you 100%. And again, it was very nice of you. I know how busy you guys are down there to help us out.
Yeah, of course. My pleasure.
Okay, so there are some unintended consequences, as I told you there would be on this story. And one of them is that loons are now attacking the FBI. There was an incident in Cincinnati just a few hours ago where some guy walked up with arms and a vest, a bulletproof vest and everything else, and there was actually shots fired at the Cincinnati office of the FBI. So this can rapidly get out of control. Obviously, you can't do that. And if you attack the FBI, they're going to shoot you in the head. All right. So, and there's no reason to threaten anybody. We'll get to the bottom of this. I'll get to the bottom of this. I'll over the next weeks be able to tell you exactly what happened. My contacts here are the best in the business, as you know. I'll get it. I can guarantee you I will get it. And I'm not going to spin it or throw out gibberish like the network and cable news people do. Again, there are exceptions to that. Not everybody, but 80% of them. But I'll get it. And I will tell you exactly what happened. Okay, so the reason this judge, Bruce Reinhardt, is under pressure to unseal, okay, the warrant, which should be unsealed, to find out exactly what the Justice Department wanted to find or hoped to find. I can see protecting the whistleblower, because if that person's name comes out, that person's life is in danger. But they've got to describe who did what. Don't have to put a name and address on them, but you got to say, look, this person went to the Department of Justice and lodged this allegation, and that's why this warrant was issued. And it came out of a grand jury, so the person had to testify in front of the grand jury. That's secret. We just need to know the mechanism. So Judge Bruce Reinhardt, who signed the warrant and who's under tremendous pressure himself, has given the Justice Department, as Ms. Halligan just said, until Monday, August 15th, to unseal. And if they don't, and they won't, the judge can order it, because he signed it, to be unsealed. So Monday is a big day. Now, all of this came about because Judicial Watch, and I'm becoming more and more impressed with Judicial Watch, immediately filed, all right, a motion that the federal government had to explain this. And it was quick. And now they will have to. Now, if they stonewall and Reinhardt doesn't open it, then you got another scandal. See what I mean? This train is moving fast. All right, the media. So the Washington Post puts an article on Twitter. I don't even know what that means. With the headline, quote, Garland vowed to depoliticize justice, then the FBI searched Mar-a-Lago. Well, as soon as they did that, the crazy far left started attacking the Washington Post, and they took it down. And the new headline is FBI search of Mar-a-Lago lands Merrick Garland in a political firestorm, unquote. So the Washington Post, you know, look, it's just like the New York Times, the LA Times, the Boston Globe. It's just a left-wing journal. They hate Trump. They'll always hate Trump. Trump's never going to get fair play. And that bleeds over to the network news. Just not, no, nobody's watching the network news. Okay? The CBS News, I think it was last week, evening news, got 4.5 million viewers to watch it. I did 4.5 million viewers every night, more than that, on the two runs at the, for The Factor. And it's like disappearing because nobody believes them. Nobody believes them. All right, so Judicial Watch is on the case. Washington Post is scared. They're all scared, believe me. Far left press, you think they would be celebrating this raid with Trump? No, they're afraid. Because if this goes south, the Biden administration collapses. There could be criminal charges against Merrick Garland, against Christopher Wray. That could happen. And knowing Donald Trump, he could sue in civil court. And if they can't explain why they did this, Joe Biden's in trouble. Now, Joe Biden himself is down in South Carolina on a vacation. The White House won't say how long he's there. He's on Kiowa Island. Apparently, he has friends there, staying at a friend's house. He's been there a bunch of times. Kiowa Island, South Carolina. It's a little weird for me because he's got a beach house up in Delaware, and you go to South Carolina, and I love South Carolina, but it's hot. Much hotter than Delaware right now, and it's humid. Why do you want to do that? I don't know. But Hunter Biden is there, and there were pictures all over. Hunter, he shows up, he leaves Malibu, and he goes to South Carolina, and they have a good time. But Biden, he's got to know if this is a...
Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532.
Farce, like Russian collusion, like the two impeachments, it's going to be his butt. It's going to be Biden and the Democratic Party. That's how serious this is. All right, Rasmussen Daily Tracking Poll. We believe this is an accurate poll. Democrat 35, Republican 33. Biden's job performance is up this week to 45%. Two reasons, the gas price drop. People aren't suffering as much. And the inflation bill, which provides billions and billions of dollars to climate change. Now, the left loves that. So the Democrats who were not so fond of Biden, this brought some of them back. And then the independents who said, oh, okay, my gas bill is going down, brought some of them back. That's why Biden is up to 45%. I do not believe that will hold, primarily because food prices, do you realize that eggs are up 30% in price? Okay. Tax collections. Record. First 10 months of the federal fiscal year. Listen to this stat. I can barely say that. We're going to put it up on the screen as well. For those of you listening on the radio, $4 trillion. $104,725,000,000 in tax receipts to the federal government in the first 10 months. This is up 14% from the first 10 months of last year. It is a record. It is staggering. And the federal government wants more. This is not enough. Now, the inflation is a tax, as I have explained to you. So in addition to this money that just flows right into the Treasury in Washington, the higher prices that you're paying is a Biden tax. Under Trump, you were not paying that higher prices. So you're getting hit with astronomically high federal tax rates and the inflation rate. This takes money away from you, obviously. Why would the federal government want to do that? Two reasons. Number one, the Biden administration believes the planet is going to die 10 years, 20 years. They have convinced themselves that we have to spend trillions of dollars on fighting climate change in order to survive. So they want more and more and more money to quote unquote fight climate change, number one. Number two, the far left, that includes Biden, wants to redistribute money. So if you have money, savings, the federal government wants to reach into your bank account, take more of your money and give it to other people. Income redistribution. It is very expensive for the federal government to do that. The entitlements that we have in this country are staggering. That's why all the migrants want to come here. Okay, Social Security checks, some good news. All right, this cost of living because of inflation is supposed to drive Social Security checks up 9.6% next year. So those who are getting Social Security, senior citizens, and this is where this report comes from, the Senior Citizens League, will get more money to combat inflation, but only if you're a senior citizen. If you're a working person with five kids, you're hosed. Big time. This is why I believe that the Democrats are going to get waxed in November. All right. So the Centers for Disease Control, in addition to COVID and all that, study violence in America. And the homicide rate is skyrocketing because of the progressive leadership in states like New York, Illinois, California. So between 2019 and 20, latest stats aren't in yet. The homicide rate for African-American victims increased by 37%. That means that 30% more Black Americans were killed, okay, between 19 and 20 than the year prior. 37%. Now, who's killing them? Other Blacks. I think the stat that the FBI has is over 80% Black on Black homicides. Not whites killing them. Okay? So there is a study out of the Office of Juvenile Justice and Delinquency Prevention that you can read called Characteristics and Trends of Youth Victims of Suicide and Homicide 2020. Now, this rate, okay, is between 15 and 19, ages 15 and 19, because these are the people doing all the damage, drug gangs. Said it, how many times have I told you this? So now, here's the proof. Awful. You're not going to hear that on CBS or NBC, ABC or CNN or any of that. No. All right, flying is a horror. Y'all know it. Here are the 10 worst cancellation airports last week. LaGuardia, Newark, D.C., Chicago Midway, Chicago O'Hare, Baltimore, Washington, Columbus, Ohio, Raleigh, Pittsburgh, Cleveland. They're the worst cancellation airports. Worst delays last week. Chicago Midway, Baltimore, Washington, Las Vegas, JFK, Newark, St. Louis, Charlotte, North Carolina, Washington National, San Diego, Orlando. So you can't get away from it. It's everywhere. Pete Buttigieg, Director of Secretary of Transportation. What you doing, Pete? Nothing. Zero. All right, Smart Life. If you drink soda, it will kill you, including diet soda. They are bad. Poppy. This is a beverage company headquartered in Dallas. It's only been around for a few years. Can of Poppy costs about $2.50. 5 grams of sugar. Now, I did the taste test on the urchins. They love it. And there's all different flavors. And 25 calories in this can. And it's not diet. Diet is the devil. All those chemicals, awful for you. Poppy. I have no interest in Poppy Company. I have no, don't know. No association. They don't advertise on the No Spin News. They don't do anything. It's a good product. Check it out. Smart Life. This day in history. August 11, 1988, Al-Qaeda was formed in Peshawar, Pakistan. Three guys. All right, Osama bin Laden, we waxed him. Ayman al-Zawahiri, he got it last week. And Imam al-Sharif, the last guy. He's still alive in an Egyptian prison. And he'll be there forever. They call it the Scorpion Prison. Those guys invented Al-Qaeda and killed hundreds of thousands of people over a 25-year period, 34-year period, really. They invented it August 11, 1988. Killing the Killers, which delves into all of this. Number 9 on Sunday, New York Times list. 3.5 months on the bestseller list. We thank you all. This is a very important book. If you have not read it, I hope you do. All right, back with mail and a final thought about dogs in the car.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Ch-ch-chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
All right, let's go to the map. Tim Haley, Clinton, Utah. I'm a 30-year-old Navy vet and Republican. I had some doubt about President Trump. He can be a bit overbearing. I wasn't sure I would vote for him again, but after what I've seen these last few days, he has my vote. Millions of people. Unless Trump did something wrong. If he didn't, he's got it. Terrence Diebold, Topeka, Kansas. How much taxpayer money do you think has been spent by Democrats trying to destroy Donald Trump? Crossfire Hurricane, Mueller probe, impeachments, on and on and on. Got to be $1 billion. Got to be $1 billion. And that's U.S. tax money. Lena on a message board, concierge member. Check out concierge membership. It will enhance your life. Excellent No Spin News and an excellent interview with Mr. Kaplan, a former FBI agent. The information you produce cannot be found on any other channel. That is true. That is why you are here watching and listening. All right. Paul Purpura. Rosalind, Virginia. Tonight's No Spin News was your absolute best. I learned so much. The former FBI agent you interviewed was insightful. I'm speculating, but I think the FBI is going to blow up in Merrick Garland's face. 50-50 chance it will. Stephen Egli, Reno, Nevada. Bill, thank you for your intuitive insight provided by the No Spin News. I never miss an episode. I'd like to know if a new Department of Justice in January 23 would be able to investigate and charge Hillary Clinton. No, that case is closed. And it's not going to be a new Department of Justice. As long as Biden's president, this is what we got. Tom Helm, Jackson, Wyoming. Why is Governor Abbott busing illegals to NYC? To prove a point that sanctuary states and cities are harming his state. That's why Abbott is doing it. Vicky Gardner, Hoosick Falls, New York. First, let me say, I read Killing the Mob this summer and loved it. However, what I'm really writing about is how right you were about overcoming fears. I have always loved to travel, but I've never gone anywhere because of my fear of flying. I'm 63 years old, and I just can't overcome the fear. I feel badly for you, Vicky. I do. Maybe hypnosis, but you're missing out on the world. Okay, Jan Franz, Pittsburgh, just finished Killing the Killers. It was so good. Why are the facts about Trump, Biden, and Obama not public? Because we got all the classified information in the book. That's what the book's about. Nobody's ever heard this stuff before. That's why it's so successful. All right, word of the day, quake, buttock. It's a real word, quake, like earthquake, buttock, one word. Look it up. It'll amuse you. Back with the final thought.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
So, final thought of the day, dogs in a car. Holly the terror dog is good in the car, okay? And she knows if she's good, she'll get a snack at the end of the rainbow. She's not in the car there, but she's very good. Now, researchers out of the University of Glasgow in Scotland have done a study, if you can believe this, about bad dogs in the car. And they say, if your dog is misbehaving in your car, you should play music. And music will calm down the dogs, but very specific music. Here are the 10 songs that calm down the dogs in the car. Number one, How Deep Is Your Love, Bee Gees, off the Saturday Night Fever track. Two, No Woman, No Cry, Bob Marley, a reggae tune. Three, Bryan Adams, I'll Do It For You. Four, Foreigner, I Want to Know What Love Is. Five, Dark Side of the Moon, Pink Floyd. 1 in 10, UB40, Hounds of Love, Kate Bush, Desperado, Eagles, Many Rivers to Cross, Jimmy Cliff, another reggae, and Love is King, Sade. Love Sade, one of my favorites. I don't know why she has a tour. I heard she's got stage fright, but oh, the best. Anyway, so if your dog is woofing it up in the car, get one of those songs. Holly gets songs. Holly gets a lot of Beach Boys in a car in the summer, all right? Two girls for every guy. She goes to Echo, two corgis for, anyway, Jan and Dee. Okay, that is the No Spin News new column on Sunday noon, BillO'Reilly.com. Check out Killing the Killers. Thank you for watching and listening. We'll see you on Monday.